This is Akashvani, the news read by Abhishek Mukhopadhyay. Senior IPS officer Ajay Singh will be the new DGP of Jharkhand. Earlier, Election Commission directed Jharkhand government to remove Acting Director General of Police Anurag Gupta from his position, comes with immediate effect. This decision comes taking into account a history of complaints and action taken by the Commission against Mr. Gupta during previous elections. In the Union Territory of Jammu and Kashmir, senior National Conference leader Mubarak Gul has taken oath as a pro tem speaker of the newly constituted assembly. Mr. Gul, who has been elected from Idgah constituency in Srinagar, was appointed as pro tem speaker yesterday. Lieutenant Governor Manoj Sinha administered him the oath during a ceremony at Raj Bhavan in Srinagar today. Mr. Gul will administer oath to the newly elected members of Jammu and Kashmir Assembly on Monday. President Draupadi Murmu has left for New Delhi from Malawi after concluding a three-nation visit to Algeria, Mauritania and Malawi. A correspondent reports that the president was accorded a warm ceremonial and traditional farewell. She was seen off by the Vice President of Malawi, Michael Biswik Usi, and other higher officials. President's visit was the first ever by an Indian president and added a new chapter to the historic relation of the country with these nations. It comes a year after the African Union was made a permanent member of G20 during India's presidency. During the week-long visit, President Murmu held bilateral meetings with the leadership of all the three countries and interacted with Indian diaspora. Union Finance Minister Nirmala Sitharaman is on a visit to Mexico. She participated in the India-Mexico Trade and Investment Summit on enhancing trade and investment collaboration in Mexico City. Minister of Economic Development for Mexico City, Manuela Zabalza Aldama, also attended the summit. Speaking on the occasion, Ms. Sitharaman said, joint efforts of India and Mexico can strengthen resilience through diversification, especially for critical components like semiconductors, printed circuit boards and other high-tech electronics. Union Minister for Education Dharmendra Pradhan will be on a seven-day visit to Singapore and Australia from tomorrow. The visit is expected to foster collaboration, participation and synergy in critical areas of mutual interest in education. In the first leg of his two-day visit to Singapore, Mr. Pradhan will address the members of Indian diaspora tomorrow. The next day, Mr. Pradhan will meet the Prime Minister of Singapore, Lawrence Yong, and Deputy Prime Minister Gan Kim Yong and other senior leaders. During his three-day visit to Australia, the Education Minister will meet Minister for Education Jason Clare MP in Melbourne on the 23rd of this month. He will also deliver the plenary address at the Australian International Education Conference. Vijay Rahatkar has been appointed as a chairperson of the National Commission for Women. A notification in this regard has been issued by the Ministry of Women and Child Development. Ms. Rahatkar has served as chairperson of the Maharashtra State Commission for Women and Mayor of Aurangabad. The ministry also notified about appointment of Dr. Archana Majumdar as member of the NCW. The Railway Protection Force, RPF, will participate in the Delhi Half Marathon tomorrow to raise awareness against child trafficking. The Railways Ministry said that the RPF will participate under the slogan, Our Mission, Prevent Child Trafficking on Trains, to highlight and raise awareness about child trafficking prevention efforts across the railway network. It highlighted that the RPF aims to emphasize the urgency and necessity for collective action to safeguard children from exploitation and abuse. A special Khadi exhibition has been held at the Delhi Heart INA in the national capital. The exhibition has been held as part of the nationwide Khadi Mahotsav to promote Vocal for Local and Atmanirbhar Bharat campaigns, as well as to enhance the income of Khadi artisans. Hezbollah's deputy commander in the Bint Jabil area of southern Lebanon, Nasir Abed al-Aziz Rashid, was killed in an operation by Israel's Air Force. According to the Israel Defense Forces, IDF, Rashid was involved in terrorist activities against Israeli civilians. In cricket, host India have taken an overall lead of 106 runs against New Zealand in the first of the three-match test series in Bengaluru. And that is the end of this news bulletin.